Well, we've been equally as successful, which is the most fantastic element of this. You know, women's golf in Europe has been growing enormously, and the talent we have over this side of the water is absolutely second to none. And we are actually going for 3 wins in a row. If we can take it by the weekend, we would have taken it as 3 wins in a row. So, which is a massive feat against obviously the USA, which are a force to be reckoned with. And you know, on paper, as often is the case on the Ryder Cup, they're extremely strong. But anyone who has played a bit of golf in the past and understands match play, it's one-on-one and anything can happen. It's hole by hole, and the match is sorted there and then, unlike stroke play, which is over 4 rounds. So I think we've got a fantastic chance, and there's no doubt the girls are going to be really fighting for this.
How does the competition rank amongst the women's tournaments? Because when we get round to Ryder Cup times with the men's game, certainly the following is phenomenal.
Well, it will be the same. And obviously, this is the first time the tournament has gone to Germany. The golf is huge in Germany, and women's golf. And as we've got this time, we've got 2 German players in the team for Europe, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. And I think this is going to make a huge difference. There's no doubt, from the point of view of the players, this is the absolute pinnacle. If they can get into the Solheim Cup, get enough points, or even get obviously a captain's pick, it will pretty much seal off anybody's career in being able to compete for Europe. So it's huge, and I think it's going to have a huge following. A lot of people all over the world are going to be watching this all over this weekend.
Is it a traditional course like we have back here in England, or is it a modern course? What's it like?
Well, it's interesting, because actually the golf course where it's been played is more of a traditional Scottish links course. It's been designed by an English designer, Dave Thomas, and it's modelled on a links golf course. So again, lots of people might have watched many of the men's open and the women's open played around Great Britain on a links golf course. So, you know, fundamentally, you know, this is a very traditional golf course. And again, for the European players, they'll be very used to playing on links courses. So it will be very interesting. It's got some very elaborate bunkers. Again, there's some water hazards out there. It's a pretty formidable course at 6,541 metres. So it's a long golf course, but again, weather conditions are going to play an effect. So it's quite interesting that, again, this is an English designer. The golf course, for anyone wants to know, is St. Leon Rot, and it's in Hellberg, and I think it's going to be absolutely enormous there. There's going to be a huge amount of crowds watching the event, and people are going to be able to really identify with the type of course they're going to be watching.
Dare I say it, that it might have been selected to favour the Europeans?
Well, absolutely. I think you've got to take your home advantage. There's no doubt. Last time the Solheim Cup was played, it was played in Colorado, which was, played at altitude. It was very much a course designed to benefit the American players, but, you know, we succeeded and we managed to beat them on their home ground. And yes, I'm sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that this golf course has been picked, specifically for that, to be an advantage to us. But I think that's all part of being on home turf. And it doesn't matter. It would be the same for the Americans. There is no doubt they would pick a course that would hopefully suit their players.
Now, if we can have a look at the 2 teams, obviously we haven't got the draw yet, but I rather think the Americans have, from what I can see and recent form, have picked a very strong team.
They have done, and when you look at the players based on the Rolex rankings, the Americans have somewhere in the region of 6 players in the top 25 of the order of merit, where in Europe I think we've got 2. We've got Susan Pettersson and Anna Nordqvist against six of the American players who are in the, as I say, in the top 25 of the Rolex Order of Merit. So, yes, on paper, there is no doubt there is a very strong American team. You know, you've got players such as Lexi Thompson, Stacey Lewis, Christy Kerr, Michelle Wee, you know, Brittany Lincecum, all very, very well-established major winners. But equally, you know, I think we've got a fantastic team. We've got a tight team who will know each other quite well, and it's a very experienced team for the Europeans. We've got players such as Susan Pettersson, Katrina Mathieu, who's played in many, many Solheim Cups and has been on the winning side quite a few times as well. We don't have one rookie in the European team. So, albeit the Americans just have the one. So, on both sides, they're two extremely experienced teams. So, I wouldn't be able to call it at this time at all. Yes, the Americans look strong on paper, but as when you put the names next to each other, I think it's just going to be a very good battle on over the weekend.
Yeah, if we look at the European teams, it's quite a mixture. The Scandinavians in there, there's a Spaniard, but the two British girls in particular, Melissa Reid, now she's overcome some quite dramatic personal problems.
She has a few years ago, very sadly, back in 2012, it was she was actually playing an event in Germany on the Ladies European Tour, and it was devastating. Her parents were in an accident, and sadly her mother died as a consequence of that accident, and so it's been incredibly tough for her to come back from that. And I think this year has been significant. She had a big turnaround and made golf back in as a priority in her life, where I'm sure it's been sat in the background for a few years now. And she went out and she won the Turkish Airline event this year, and she's not looked back. She's been playing absolutely fantastically, and she will be extremely tough to beat in a match play format this weekend. So, and obviously you've got Charlie Hull in there as well, who had a fantastic time in the last Solheim Cup in 2013. She was a rookie and really showed just what she was made of. And she's a fantastic player. And again, she had a pretty good result last week in the Evian Masters. So I think she's coming into form, where she's had a pretty quiet season for her. So again, two fantastic English players in there, which is absolutely brilliant for us.
Yeah, you mentioned Charlie Hull there. She burst onto the scene, as you say, a couple of years ago as a fantastic talent. Probably levelled out a bit, but is the expectation for Charlie weighing on her shoulders too much for every tournament? You know, were there people expected to go out and win all the time?
I think there's always a pressure when you come out of the blocks like Charlie's done, and she's only 19 now, and at the age of 17 she was probably one of the youngest Solheim Cup players, and she was sort of in contention to win many, many times on the Ladies European Tour, but equally she didn't quite finish it off. And I think she's changed coaches this year, and she's made some changes in her swing. I think she's too good a player, and as I say, the last couple of weeks she's certainly just showing that she's starting to pull it all back together again. And she's pretty fearless as a golfer. I don't think she'll be worried one iota about her golf swing. I just think she's going to go out there and give it her all. And again, as I say, match play affords you a lot more freedom than stroke play does. And you can be a lot more aggressive and attacking. So I think, you know, that will benefit her hugely.
Now, the European team has a Scandinavian captain, I believe. So what part does she play in the proceedings this weekend?
Carina is actually Swedish, and she's got a wealth of experience behind her. She's been a part of the Ladies European Tour for many, many years, and again, a winner herself, and a very calming influence on the team. As I say, extremely confident in her own abilities, and she's been part of the game for a long, long time. And I think she will give the players confidence, at the same time give them the space to get on and do what she knows they can do. But I think it will be an enormous supporting group behind the European team. They've got a huge amount of experience there, with Sophie Gustafsson as well, as supporting Corinne. So, you know, again, a very, very strong Scandinavian, both players and captains and assistants in there. So, again, psychologically, I think that's a huge benefit for the European team.
I read earlier in the week that Karen has been quite vocal about male-dominated traditions in our game over here to start changing the mindset amongst golf clubs, etc., to encourage more women players. Have we got a problem with women in taking up the sport in this country?
I think we have, and I applaud Corinne for speaking her mind. And my time on the Ladies European Tour and playing in Scandinavia is very different to the UK. It's a very family orientated participation. Everybody plays together. You've got mixed tournaments, men, women, juniors, all playing their monthly competitions at the same time. There's none of the segregation of, you know, the women's day, the men's day, the juniors go out on a Sunday afternoon. That is a very different way of playing. And I think in this country, it's getting much better. And I think the opportunities are there. The course that I'm part of, it's a very family-orientated golf centre. And it's very mixed. Everybody plays at the same time within the competitions and the members. And it's much more orientated to women and men and juniors. I think there's no doubt in the past, and I have many, many experiences, and I won't name names or golf courses, where it's been made quite clear I wasn't able or wasn't welcome to come into the clubhouse, and you know, or even there was a separate clubhouse for the women. So, you know, it's changing and it's becoming more accessible. And I think golf in itself has had to adapt. It needs to get faster. I think for a lot of ladies who are working and who are mums, playing a day's worth of golf is just not an option. But going out and playing for an hour and a half, that's more doable. And I think that's really where we've got to look at it. We have a lot of women who come and play the par three because that they can do. They've got the time to do that, or they'll just come and do nine holes. And that's okay. I think we have to look at golf in a slightly different, with a slightly different viewpoint of it doesn't have to be 18 holes and it doesn't have to take all day. You can make it what you want and you're still playing golf, which is why there are so many different forms of golf that have taken off, such as, you know, foot golf, for example. It's a question of everyone can have a go. And I think that's where we're coming there. It's getting there. It's a slow process, but golf's been around a long time in the UK. So, but I think we are getting there. And, you know, women are able to join the RNA now, and even Royal St George's. So there in itself lies a move forward, I think.